This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is defying President Donald Trump by saying he does not have the power to reject electoral votes that will make Joe Biden the next president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Even as the president was pushing Pence to toss electors from some battleground states,
if Mike Pence does the right thing, we win the election.
Pence issued a statement moments before presiding over a joint session of Congress to count the electoral votes, saying the Constitution does not give him the power to decide which should be counted and which should not. Shortly after the session began,
what purpose does the gentleman from Arizona write?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object.
Paul Gosar and Republicans began their objections to the tallies, starting in Arizona. That'll force votes in each chamber of Congress, which are certain to fail. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's Democratic Party took a giant step Wednesday toward seizing control of the U.S. Senate, as they have been projected to win the first of two Georgia runoffs. Reverend Raphael Warnock's victory, projected by multiple U.S. networks overnight, capped a grueling 9-week runoff campaign and puts Georgia's other race in the spotlight for its potential impact to the balance of power in Washington. Should Republicans lose the second race, Democrat John Ossoff versus appointed Republican Kelly Loeffler, it would be a political disaster. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Federal Appeals Judge Merrick Garland to be the next U.S. Attorney General, a Biden transition official said Wednesday. Garland is known to many Americans as the Supreme Court nominee of President Barack Obama, memorably blocked by Republicans. The 68-year-old serves as a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals. This is VOA.